علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of A Guide to Managers, based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the 31st letter in Nahjul Balagha, which is a letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to his son, which has some pieces of guidance and advice that can be beneficial for everyone, especially for those who have managerial positions or any leadership positions. In the previous session, we discussed this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَبَصِّرْهُ فَجَائِعَ الدُّنْيَا, that make the heart, Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling his son, that, O my son, O my dear son, make the heart see, or make the heart have insight with regards to the calamities and the misfortunes that happen in this world. So this is important, and we discussed about it previously. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَحَذِّرْهُ صَوْلَةَ الدَّهَرِ, that warn the heart with regards to the sudden attack of time. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the present session.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this letter number 31, says that وَحَذِّرْهُ صَوْلَةَ الدَّهَرِ, that, O my son, be afraid, or I warn you, or make the heart fear, or warn the heart with regards to the sudden attack of time, the sudden attack of the era, or of, you can say in general, the time that a person is living in. Now, you know, a person needs to realize, everyone needs to understand this fact, that the material world is such that sometimes things can happen suddenly. Changes can occur very suddenly. And those changes may not be the best in our view, can be very bad. Sometimes a person can suddenly fall sick. A person was healthy, but suddenly he may fall sick. Or a person may have a very good relationship in his family life, but suddenly that relationship becomes spoilt for one reason or the other. Or a person might be have a lot of respect in the society and honor, but because of certain events that occur in this world, or certain mistakes that a person might do, or the scheming of the enemies, suddenly a person sees that his honor has gone. Or for example, a person might be rich, but because of a certain economic problem, a certain economic crash, suddenly his money goes away. It gets destroyed, or, you know, it just drowns. So these things can happen suddenly, in a split second. It can happen. One of the things that can happen is death, of course. This we've discussed about that previously. But what we are trying to focus here today is to know that there are certain things that life suddenly presents itself to us. Time suddenly brings forth for us. And it is very important that a person is prepared when these sudden events occur.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, if you remember, in the previous session we talked about the fact that we need to have insight with regards to the misfortunes that happen in this world. In the previous session, when we talked about having insight with regards to the misfortunes that occur in this world, these misfortunes were not necessarily sudden events that happen in this world. No, it could be old age, because it's a gradual thing. Old age comes gradually. Or any other problems that occur in this world could be gradual, but a person is not aware of those things happening sometimes. So he needs to have insight to be able to realize that, look, these misfortunes are happening, and how can I plan with regards to them? But when we are talking about in this session, in this particular phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَحَذِّرْهُ صَوْلَةَ الدَّهْرِ, that means warn the heart, make it fear the sudden, you can say, attack, or the sudden change, the sudden harm that time can have on you, is talking about a sudden event, a sudden negative event in the apparent sense. You see? Like suddenly a person suffering from cancer, or sudden economic problems, or things like that. And many times people, they live their lives in a way that they ignore this dimension completely until they happen to have that sudden occurrence in their life. And it's an unfortunate thing. And because they are not prepared, what happens is that they don't know how to deal with it. At least they don't know how to deal with it emotionally and psychologically. You see, you know, that's why we are told that prepare yourselves for these sudden things that can occur. How do you prepare yourself for these sudden events? By strengthening your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. If a person doesn't have that strength in his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not used to calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in difficulties, in good times, then when these difficulties that are sudden, when the time attacks a person suddenly, that person will not be able to withstand the force of this problem and this difficulty. He will probably lose hope, probably break down. And more so are those people who have leadership positions, because they need to be able to have that buffer effect in their leadership and in their organization to be able to, save a complete disintegration of their their activities when such events occur. Before I end, I would like to share my condolences to all the Muslims of the world and the people of the world with regards to the martyrdom of Bibi Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the starting of the days of Fatimiyya, inshallah. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can benefit from these days. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه